Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930-5940 and 154-55 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The Constitutional Court dismisses an application by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and Industry Minister Weshime Ncube seeking to delay the 31st national elections.
It has demonstrated clearly is that not only is Zimbabwe independent and sovereign, but our courts are also sovereign. What it has also demonstrated quite clearly is that our courts do not, you know, bring about judgments that are based on political interpretation.
Of former MDC members win the right to use the open palm symbol in the forthcoming elections following an application by Prime Minister Tsvangirai's party to block them.
And Zimbabwe's warriors crash heavily down the Coca-Cola FIFA World Rankings released this afternoon.
The Constitutional Court today dismissed an application filed by Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai and Industry Minister Weshime Ncube seeking to delay the July 31st national elections. Thomas Chiripasi has more details from Harare.
Delivering the judgment of the Constitutional Court, Chief Justice Godfrey Chijikausiku said all the 9 members of the bench unanimously found no merit in applications brought up by Mr. Tsvangirai and Mr. Ncube seeking to delay the polls. Mr. Tsvangirai and Professor Ncube wanted the court to rescind its decision made last month ordering President Robert Mugabe to ensure that fresh polls are held no later than July 31. The basis of their argument was that the president acted outside the constitution by not consulting his governing partners in the coalition government in proclaiming the election date. During the hearing of the case, Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa's attorney, Freddy Gijima, said the minister was now abandoning his application to have the poll extended to August 14th in line with the recommendations of the Southern African Development Community. A summit of the regional bloc urged Harare to delay polls by at least 2 weeks from the proclaimed date to allow for the implementation of key democratic reforms. Prime Minister Tsvangirai's lawyer, Advocate Louis Uriri, told the court the elections were supposed to be conducted under new electoral laws that would have passed through parliament in line with provisions of the new constitution. But President Mugabe used his presidential powers to bypass parliament and gazetted the new electoral amendments that were agreed on by all the political parties represented in cabinet. The president's attorney, Terence Hussein, argued that Mr. Mugabe has powers to do so under the Presidential Powers and Temporary Measures Act, adding that no new electoral laws will be valid for the purposes of a pending election once a proclamation of the polling date has been made. Jealous Maware's lawyer, Joseph Mandija, said the court had no jurisdiction to revise its own decision. Maware brought the initial case that saw the court ordering Mr. Mugabe to announce the July 31 election date. Meanwhile, Chijikausiku said the reasons for dismissing the counter-applications filed by Mr. Tsvangirai and Mr. Ncube will be delivered in a full judgment to be made available later. Hussein welcomed the court's decision to uphold July 31 as the election date.
Yes, I think everybody's quite happy with the decision that our court made. We sat for the entire day. Very lengthy arguments were made from all the parties, and the judges thoroughly considered the matter, and what came out was a unanimous.
Uriri concurred with Hussein.
Well, this is the Apex Constitutional Court. They've made their judgment. It is binding on you and I, and the position of the law is very clear that we will go for elections on the 31st. Of July. It is the obligation of every Zimbabwean to uphold this constitution, to uphold the very fabric of the republic, and it is a judgment that has been made by the court. It is accepted.
Ncube's lawyer, Advocate Tabani Mpofu, said what is now left is for Zimbabweans to prepare to go to the ballot on the 31st of this month.
I think I've personally done my best. There's nothing that I could have done which I did not do. So I'm happy with that. At the end of the day, it is for the court to make a determination, and the court has made that determination. We'll have to live with it. We'll peruse the judgment when it is finally handed down. At this stage, we are not aware of what the reasons are. I believed in the correctness of my argument. I do not know why the court disagrees. I'll have to look into that when I read the judgment of the court.
Today's ruling means that the polls will go ahead in the absence of media and security sector reforms the MDC formations have been calling for. Meanwhile, President Mugabe is expected to launch his 2013 election campaign at the Zimbabwe grounds in Harare's Highfields High-Density Suburb tomorrow, and Mr. Tsvangirai will do the same for his party at Rudaka Stadium in Marondera on Sunday. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.